The Jack Paar Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
American.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Yes.
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And fine tobacco means real deep down smoking enjoyment for you. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
From Hollywood, Lucky Strike presents the Jack Paar Program with songs by Trudy Irwin, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, Jerry Fielding in the orchestra, yours truly, Hi Averback, and starring America's new young humorist, Jack Paar!
Thank you. You're very kind. Thank you very much. Hello, and to those of you listening on your radios at the beach, stop throwing sand on Effie Boone. Well, it's been so hot here in Hollywood this week that Monty Woolley had a change to his gabardine beard. Al Jolson got a wonderful sunburn this week, all except that one knee, of course. You want a refund already? Jack Benny went to the water this week. He doesn't swim, just wades up to his money belt, you know. He tried swimming once, but it made his money soggy, you know. One of the few Hollywood stars who can swim any distance is Esther Williams. She's always being chased into the ocean by the old Hollywood playboys, you know. You can now walk to Honolulu on a bridge of bald heads. There were so many pretty girls at the beach this week, I thought maybe Howard Hughes was throwing another party. And girls' bathing suits are getting less and less of. Of course, they begin nowhere and end at once, you know. The manufacturers can't even get their names on the suits. Janssen had to change their name to Jan. All this can lead to divorces, too, because people are seeing too much of each other. Bathing suits are so daring in California that an NBC vice president saw what the girls were wearing and faded the whole beach for 30 seconds. Here in the studio today to discuss water safety is Mr. Gilbert Gurgle. Your lifeguard, Mr. Gurgle.
I'm a member of the Shore Patrol.
You sound like you came up only 2.5 times. What makes you talk that way?
My mother was frightened by a glass of Alka-Seltzer. Oh.
You have the wettest vocabulary I have ever heard. I imagine that your work requires you to swim far out to sea. How far have you swum?
Well, I'm a registered voter in Hawaii.
Oh. Egad, being a lifeguard must be a dangerous business.
It's not bad. Last week, I treaded water to Manila and saw a burlesque show.
Please step back. You're rusting the microphone. Tell me, Mr. Gurgle, do you have any water safety hints for our audience?
Yes. Don't throw beer bottles into the ocean.
No beer bottles. Why do you say that?
Every time the tide comes in...
Yes?
It has a head on it.
Now we come to the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, one of the newest, brightest musical discoveries of the year. Paige?
Here.
Lloyd?
Here.
Al?
Here.
The opinions expressed by the Paige Cavanaugh Trio are their own and not necessarily interesting. Play, fellows.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you always pine for. Gee, I like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but butler.
You've just heard the latest addition to the American album of music that drives you out of your mind. Bloop Bleep was originally introduced at Carnegie Hall by a 100-piece symphony orchestra. The guest soloist was Arturo Toscanini's plumber. It was an interesting performance. The score was arranged for two French horns and a leaky washer. Now, there's nothing on the Colgate laugh meter right there. The big question is... The big question is, what makes a song like Bloop Bleep so popular with the people? Is it a vitamin deficiency or something? In an attempt to answer this question, we were going to interview the composer of Bloop Bleep tonight. However, he said he couldn't make it because he and his wife, Josephine, are spending the weekend at Waterloo. So we've done the next best thing in having with us an eminent psychiatrist who will attempt to answer the riddle of Bloop Bleep. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening. I am Dr. Heinrich Himmelstoss, the friendly credit psychiatrist.
Doctor, you've done some research on Bloop Bleep. What can you tell us about it?
Well, before I can find out the psychological reason for Bloop Bleep's being so popular, first I have to analyze the song itself.
Naturally.
Uh-huh. But first, I had to find out what makes a bloop, and a bleep. Or, on the other hand, why ain't a bloop a bleep, or a bleep a bloop?
And did you find out?
No, I got tired, so I went to sleep. Sleep. I couldn't sleep very long.
I see. After all that research, you were poop.
Aha. And besides, all night, my telephone is ringing. It is a patient what can't sleep because he claims the roof over his bed is going bloop bleep. It's leaking in on him. Huh?
I see. He was affected by the song.
Yeah. That's exactly what I told him. There's no water leaking into your room.
And you were right?
I don't think so. This morning he was sighted 4 miles of Catalina. I just threw that in for a laugh. My wife is listening. Hello, Brunhilde!
Please, Doctor, no personal messages. Forget it, Brunhilde. Look, Doctor, this is all very, this is all very interesting, but you still haven't explained Bloop Bleep psychologically.
Uh-huh. It's all very simple. You see, people is crazy, and Bloop Bleep is even crazier than people is crazy. So when the people is listening to it, they are forgetting how crazy they used to be before they are listening to Bloop Bleep, and is now feeling not so crazy as they used to was. Do you follow this?
Perfectly.
I see. In that case, you better come first thing in the morning for an examination.
Well,
Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows. The independent tobacco expert who knows from his own experience at the auctions what kind of tobacco is bought by the makers of Lucky Strike.
American.
Fine tobacco is what counts in a cigarette. And what kind of tobacco do the makers of Lucky Strike buy? Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows. The tobacco buyer.
Mr. Bernie Simmons King of Lexington, Kentucky, has bought well over 10 million pounds of tobacco. Not long ago, he said,
season after season, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy real fine tobacco. That ripe, light tobacco that makes a swell smoke. I've smoked Lucky's myself for the last 19 years.
Yes, the man who knows. Experts like Mr. King can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco. Remember,
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And fine tobacco means real deep down smoking enjoyment for you.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Now, kiddies, it's time for another weekly meeting of Uncle Jack's Club. And here to bring you all the latest club news is your Uncle Jack.
Hello, kids of America. In a moment, we'll hear from our club member, Terrence Boinkle. But first, here's the latest club news. I must tell you about a new breakfast cereal. This is not the breakfast food of champions. It's just second rate for kids who want to end up in the semifinals. And this new cereal is not like others that are shot out of a cannon, but each kernel is personally lashed with a whip. Order a dish of it the next time you take your girlfriend to the new children's nightclub, Ciro Sand Pile.
Are you ready to talk to Terrence Boinkle now, Uncle Jack?
Yes, I am, hi. Hello, Terrence.
Hello.
Now, Terrence, before we discuss your problem, will you please repeat the club oath?
Okay. I belong to Uncle Jack's club. I will not play hopscotch anymore with my daddy Scotch. I will not form a third party. I will not put bullfrogs in Grandpa's bed to see which one croaks first.
That's fine, Terrence. Now, exactly what is your problem?
Girls.
Well, Terrence, I'll try and help you.
Oh, Peachy. Tell me something about them.
Well, girls aren't much, but they're the only other sex we have, you know.
I like to be silly.
Terrence, just what is it about girls that's bothering you?
Well, right now it's one special girl, Susie Diffendorfer. We're going to have children and get married.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. First you get married, then you have children.
Oh? Well, whatever the recognized procedure is.
But Terrence, I don't think you should get married yet. Enjoy your youth. Remember, you won't always be a little boy.
You mean someday I'll be a little girl?
And now back to the club news.
Well, wait a minute, Uncle Jack. You ain't solved my problem.
Look, Terrence, take my advice. Forget girls. Get yourself interested in something else. A hobby, perhaps.
I tried a hobby, Uncle Jack. I collected butterflies. It didn't work.
Why not?
Well, when you're next with a butterfly, they rub off on you.
Terrence, you've just got to get girls off your mind. Now, here's a dollar. Go out and buy something that'll help you fight this thing.
Okay, Uncle Jack. You're right. I will fight it. I'll buy a set of ticker toys and build something constructive.
Good boy, Terrence. What will you build?
A little girl.
Thank you, Forever Adenoid.
¶¶
And now here is our lovely young singer, Miss Trudy Irwin, who's been singing since she was knee-high to a grasshopper. She's made a lot of progress, and now she's singing knee-high to people. But friends, somewhere tonight there's a very lonely old grasshopper. Trudy?
One night with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you, that's my desire. We meet where gypsies play down in that dim cafe and break of day, that's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine, I'll gaze into your eyes divine, I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine.
Thank you, Trudy. I love those singing commercials. I really do. Friends, you may not be aware of it, but the most popular pictures being made are the Westerns. It's a fact that Roy Rogers' Horse Trigger gets as many fan letters as Van Johnson. Of course, Van Johnson's able to answer more of them. Another interesting thing about Western pictures is that they're made very fast. I know of one Western they started to film at 9 o'clock in the morning, and by 3 o'clock that afternoon, a revival of the same picture was playing at Grauman's Chinese. Still, another characteristic of the Western picture is the cowboy singer. They all have them. Have you ever noticed those cowboy singers, Hi?
Well, how can you miss them, Jack? They're always on a horse and always playing a guitar.
That's not hard to understand. Did you ever try to put a baby grand piano on a horse?
Yeah. Anybody want to buy a short, fat stallion? Say, Jack, how many of these cowboy singers do you suppose have ever seen a cow?
Hi, the nearest any of them have ever come to being out on the range is shopping at the Western Auto Stores, believe me.
But, Jack, you've got to admit they do look romantic on the screen. As the picture opens, you see an expanse of prairie blending into purple hills.
Then from out of the sun rides a lone figure, handsome and strong in the saddle, strumming his trusty guitar and singing...
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Fence me in. Let me lie on the ground with a starry sky. Fence me in. Let me ride a horse so I rest my feet. I can't count accept me. Yippee-i-o, hi-ay, western sky. Just let me, oh, give me land and a yard with no fences and a wife where the wind commences. Oh, yeah. And a couple kids so I can change the consensus. Don't fence me.
I told you they make these pictures too fast. They don't even have time to learn the words, you know. Another fascinating thing about Western pictures is the dialogue. There's nothing wrong with it, except that half the time you can't understand it, and on the few occasions when you can, you wish you couldn't. Yes, they speak a lingo all their own. Now, let's take a typical Western movie scene, and I'll translate the dialogue into English, huh?
Come with us now to the Lazy Barfly Ranch. The heroine is Belle, a typical hard-riding girl of the West. She's lovely. She's engaged. She's bow-legged. As the scene opens, she's waiting for her boyfriend, Dodge City Dan.
I can't quite cotton while that looping longhorn Dodge City Dan can be. I've been yawning for that bronco boasting cowpoke, every hank and hair of them.
This means Belle loves Dan. She's even crazy about the hank and his hair. Hank is Western for dandruff.
Hold on. Well, hog tie my chuck wagon. Here comes that old Palomino papoose.
She just said, here comes Dan now. I'm glad I wore my black lace overalls.
Whoa! I'm a little dog-eared doggy with a pinto paint across the Alamo.
Dan has just said, good evening.
Well, brand my hide and tumble my tumbleweed, if that ain't the sweetest log dripping south of the Rio Grande.
Belle says, likewise, I'm sure.
Gal, would come to slap my brand on your ornery carcass. And to claim you for my own grubstake till the last roundup in the whole corral.
This means I adore you, beloved. Come with me to the Casbah.
I can't hitch my prayer sooner to your bunkhouse. Because on account I've been pre-lassoed by an honor of hombre, handle a two-gun Larson.
Well, I've been a-hangering for you, my little calico bull terror. Why, to me, you're as pretty as a mess of hog's fat a-simmering in the noonday sun.
Incidentally, Dan writes poetry on the side.
Dan? If in a you're reckoning to hobble and throw a halt on my heart, you're going to have to draw your shooting irons and trade lead with that moldy maverick two-gun Larson. And I'm a-warning you, he's loco.
Belle has just said that two-gun Larson is loco, which is Western for crazy. If this were the fruit season, she would say he was plum loco or plum crazy.
That palaver don't rope and tie me none, gal. I'll take my bowie knife and I'll cut him clear to his Mexicali.
Yep. And if you get yourself in a poke of trouble in this year fracas, I'll slip you my trusty old 38.
She wears a 38 girdle. If necessary, she'll snap him to death.
Pony.
This character doesn't know the difference between a woman and a horse. You should have seen his first wife.
Hold on there, Larson. I hear tell that you're fixing to change the brand on Belle here. My little Pinto Pony.
Pinto Pony again. Say, maybe Belle is a horse.
Look here, you two Lafayette cowards. Stop this fussing and start some feuding. I don't hold with no waiting around. After all, I'm a woman.
Well, at least we get her settled.
I hear you hollering, pal. I'm going to stop fanning my shooting irons and put a mess of holes in this no-account critter.
Larson Nostan is a no-account critter. He cashed a check for him once, and it did come back with from the bank marked no account.
I heard enough. I'm a drawing on you, Larson. And I'm a drawing on you, Dan. You got me, Larson. You got me, Dan.
I don't know how it happened, but you got me, too.
Well, now that the... Well, now, the three of them have something in common. They're all dead. Now, you would certainly think that this is the end of the picture, but wait. Look. From out of the sun rides a lone figure, handsome and strong in the saddle. He looks down at this tragic scene and...
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under the starry skies above.
Jack Parr will be back in just a moment, but first, Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows. The Man Who Knows. The Tobacco Warehouseman.
Mr. James Maynard Talley, Tobacco Warehouseman of Durham, North Carolina, recently stated,
season after season, I've seen right mild tobacco bought by the makers of Lucky Strike.
The Man Who Knows. The Tobacco Auctioneer.
Ace Tobacco Auctioneer, S.M. Cutts of Oxford, North Carolina, said recently,
year after year, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy ripe prime leaf. I've smoked Lucky's myself for 17 years.
And so it goes with the man who knows, the tobacco expert. Remember, in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And
L.S.M.F.T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
L.S.M.F.T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
So for your own real deep-down smoking enjoyment, smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Tune in next week to the Jack Parr Show with Trudy Irwin, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, Jerry Fielding in the orchestra, and yours truly, High Everback. Jack Parr, who is under contract to RKO Pictures, can now be seen in... Jack, where can you be seen?
Oh, I don't know, High. Have them all come over to the house some evening. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget, friends, for the Thompson Radio Entertainment, set your dial to NBC Wednesday night for that thrilling newspaper drama, The Big Story. And on Saturday night, don't miss Your Hit Parade with Martha Tilton, the Pied Pipers, and Your Hit Parade special guest, Dick Haynes. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.